Penguin Random House Audio presents Mr. Nobody. This is the author, Catherine Stedman. If the car crashed at this speed, the impact wouldn't be enough to kill us instantly, which you might think is a good thing, but it's not. The one thing worse than dying on impact is not quite dying on impact. Trust me, I know, I'm a doctor. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'd be genuinely surprised if this rental car even has airbags. Sparkling, snow-covered fields hurtle past. White, dusted hedgerows, sheep, ruts and ditches. The background of my childhood. A winter blur of pastoral England. Crisp sunlight, high in a rich cobalt sky. I flash a look to the driver, face locked in concentration as the brakes squeal me change down a gear, grinding into another blind corner. All I can do is will us on, and hope we make it on time. Before my patient does something. We accelerate out of the bend, the drag of it pulling us sideways, perilously close to the narrow lane's forest-lined edges. I let the imagined consequences of a car crash flash through my head. I see the fragile sweetmeat of our neocortexes smashing forward at 100 miles per hour into a quarter of an inch of solid skull bone. I hear the thick, packed meat sound of our heads connecting with the dark matte-grey plastic of the dashboard, and then instantly whiplashing back into our headrests with blunt force. A double cranial impact. War on two fronts. The reason armies get defeated. That delicate grey matter that we all take for granted. The part of our bodies that makes us, us. All that we are, crashing forwards and backwards at high velocity into the back of our own skulls. Frontal, parietal.